This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. And yes, indeed, this is the Good News radio program. This is Judith Conrad, and my show airs on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Yesterday, we had Kathy Wells' repeat program. It was so well received, we played it again a second time. And today, my guest will be Lisa King, and she is part of a radio program that I help facilitate called The Real Ladies of Lane County. You'll hear more about her in just a few minutes, but I always like to set the stage. And what came to me this morning, you know, sometimes themes come to me ahead of time. And other times, I walk into the room to get broadcast, and then the theme comes. Well, mine came this morning, and people have been calling me, because I'm a coach, you know, an intuitive coach. And they've been calling me with situations that have been beyond anything they've ever experienced before. And so I said, well, how about naming what my portion is how to be in the void. For those astrologers, moon void, of course, means that the moon is not in Sagittarius, it's not in Scorpio, it's not in Cancer, it is between planets, which means not a good idea to run around and do a lot of things. It is most important to just hunker down and be in that space. No destination, no roadmap, no known means of creation, just be. Now, we've heard to be, to do, and to have. This is definitely a time for being instead of doing or having. Now, this could be caused by the loss of a loved one, moving, hello, that would be my excuse, I guess, or it could be losing a job, it could be, and this all causes one to be disoriented, have chaos and lack of focus. Many times you're losing your career, you don't know where it's going. And I kind of felt that way this morning. I know what I do. I'm a good coach. I'm an intuitive. I think there's something more that's coming. And everyone I'm talking to, they have this feeling, there's something bigger coming. It's huge. I don't know what it is. So with this void where I'm declaring that I'm in, because I feel comfortable, I actually see that I'm not in the void if I give it a label. So there you go. So I pulled four cards this morning, as I want to do. And I'd like to have you think of a number between 1 and 4. And whichever number you pick is just fine. I wrote them out, so I'm going to have my guest Lisa, who's going to be quiet during this time. She's going to pick a number between 1 and 4. She's going to pick 3. And because I wrote them out, and I sort of remember where they are and what they are, so I'm going to have Lisa pick the number for me also. So she's going to pick a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. 1. She's going to pick number 1. All right, so that makes it fun. Now, all of you listeners out there, whether you're listening to the archives or you are listening live right now, pick a number between 1 and 4. And if you have a question, fine, but just kind of think of your life right now. What's going on in your life? What's going on with your relationship, with your career? Have you lost a loved one? Where are you in life right now? Are you excited? Are you depressed? Just kind of label where you're at. And let's go. Here we go. For those people who have picked number 1, and Lisa picked number 1 for me, and let's see, what was I thinking of? I'm just thinking, because I'm in the void, and knowing that there's something bigger coming, the Prince of Cups, and that's a Scorpio card, and it's about getting ready. Well, look at this. I'm just reading what I wrote, getting ready for something really big, much more than could have been even imagined. The Prince, who's sitting in a chariot, is moving above the water. which the water represents symbolically emotions. So if you're going to do any movement, be sure you get up above the emotions. You know what that means. It's not to get caught in the quagmire, emotional quagmire of self-doubt, being a victim, trying to push the boat upstream. Notice what feels right in your world and focus on that. If something is negative, which would be in the water, in the emotions, in that location, then let's rectify that or just acknowledge that that's going on. This is not a time to try to change other people's situations, only your own. It's like in the airlines when they demonstrate the mask dropping down. You put the mask on yourself and then you put it on the child. You put the mask, this air mask, your whatever, you're getting your act together before you try to change others. That's number one. It certainly fit. Thank you, Lisa, for picking that one. Card number two is the Hanged Man. That's number 12 of the Major Arcana. Since your world is upside down, or if your world is upside down, or if there is anything that is not quite in alignment with where you think you could be, check out new perspectives, attitudes, and possibilities. You're definitely not going to, of course, the hangman is hanging upside down. And, of course, if you do that, have you ever done a headstand or a handstand and you kick your feet up by the wall and you look at the room, it is so different. You see things upside down. You maybe see something written underneath a table that because you can see that. You see all these other possibilities. So we would like to have you open up your imagination. And I love it. Dr. Jean Houston works with the imaginal realm, and I did study with her. And in the imaginal realm, of course, you have your dream world, all of the symbols from that. And just notice what divination tools and symbols show up. You can look at a cloud, and those may form a duck, or it may form a dragon, an arrow. These are all symbols. I was listening to my new radio program with Jan Revelle and Barbara Patterson with their radio, and they were talking about T-shirts. The back of a T-shirt can be an answer to what's going on, because T-shirts have such fun things written on the back of them or in the front of them. So you're using your imagination to imagine that that is an answer, and it is. It is also with this card to let new information come in, new energy come in. All right, now, number three. Number 15 of the Major Arcana, which is the Devil card. Oh, most people say, oh, no, not the devil, not the devil. Well, what devil? This is symbolic. This is Aries and Capricorn. Aries is being the pioneer. Capricorn is business, money. So be a pioneer in your money, in your business, in whatever you're doing. If it's radio, which Lisa is in radio, and she's also with Office Supply. So we're going to talk about that. And the devil says, lighten up. It is not any of the biblical, religious, whatever that is. It is about lightening up. You are not your career. You are not your marriage. You are not your partners. You are not your thoughts, your house, nor your material possessions. And what came to me also today is you are not a young individual, and you know, get real. As you age, you are going to have a couple wrinkles. Well, so what? Look at the beauty industry. Just to get someone to have two less wrinkles. And that helps people not to face reality and to be comfortable inside with who they are. So with the devil, it says lighten up, dance, meditate, and to create security bridges to God, to source, all that is. Stay connected to the wise one within, because that's where answers come from. Number four, if you pick number four, it's the Three of Swords, sorrow, Saturn in Libra. In this position, you can release all doubts, heaviness, depression, lack of clarity, worries, tension in relationships or in any place, and you can let go of worry. See, in that position, when you get a challenge card, number four position, if it is one of those challenge cards, that means it's over, it's done. And so when I got that this morning, I said, that's cool, because I'm in the void and I'm just fine with being there. And I don't have to worry, because here's a quote, worry is using your imagination to create something you don't want. Yeah. Yeah, my mother is a prime example. She said, oh, I won't have anything to worry about now when something happened. You know, because, oh, what am I going to worry about? I said, Mom, it's about as worthless as nothing to worry about. And so let go of the judgment of where you're at, what's going on, and just be. Because when you can be your true self, people will resonate with that. If you are operating with a facade, they see through that. They know. And, of course, we're tempering that with that advice with being yourself, with, you know, having a little bit of common sense. I've seen people be themselves. And I had one radio sponsor, and he was so outrageous. He would go to the networking meetings. He would, with a hat, with a one of these whirly gigs on top. He was being himself. he was totally outrageous. He was the you know, the quintessential inner child person. He just didn't want to grow up, and he wouldn't grow up. And his wife was exactly the same. And so they fed off of each other. In mornings they would make pancakes like Mickey Mouse, in the form of Mickey Mouse. It was a delight to be around him. And sometimes other people would look and judge of how he was performing. I mean, this is in 1985, 86, 87, when I was just beginning my marketing of my business. I just had to laugh at all of this. It was pretty funny. Okay, so be yourself and use a little common sense there. All right, I'd love to hear if you would like to call in and let me know what you got out of the whole thing, whether you picked a number and how that relates to you. Totally love to have you call in. And if you call in, I will love you forever. Well, at least until the end of the program. How's that sound? Okay. Well, until you call in, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring in Lisa King. And she is so delightful. You're going to love her already. I can tell that. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Judith.
All right, Lisa King. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I work for an office supply company, and I absolutely love it. And then on Friday afternoons from 4 to 5 on 1320, I'm one of four ladies
right.
that comprise the Real Ladies of Lane County. We focus on local businesses, and it's all your fault.
I know it's my fault. Tell them how it's my fault.
Well, we had gotten together for a dinner because one of the ladies had her son leave for the military and was going through a pretty extreme episode of empty nest syndrome.
Yes.
And she just handpicked us, didn't know us. And then the very following week, after we had a fabulous time at this dinner, we won a door prize at the chamber that Judith Conrad gave us for a free hour on the radio.
Right.
And here it is a year and a half later, and we're still on the radio. And it's all your fault. I love it, but it's still your fault.
I know it. I take full credit. I remember when the first time they came on, I actually gave them my hour and I just introduced them and I just stepped back and let her rip.
We had a fabulous time, and then within 3 weeks we had come up with an agenda, and we decided, since that all four of us represented local businesses in the area, that's what we should focus on, because the economy was crappy, and the thought was, if you do business with people you know,
yeah,
and people that are already working here and trying to do business here,
yeah,
that maybe that'll strengthen the economy. And that's where we're at now. We're still doing that.
I know.
And it's great. We have a great time.
I know. I know. And you laugh all the time.
We do. We giggle sometimes too much.
Well, Well, like I said, we're being ourselves and we're using a little common sense sometimes. I don't think so, huh?
We have a great time and I think we get some good information out there and we feature a guest each week. And usually the guest is either a nonprofit that's local or a local business. And it's just a great time.
I know it. And the first part of the program, tell us what you do in the first part.
In the first part, what do you mean?
First 15 minutes or so.
The first hour is split into three segments of 20 minutes. And the first segment is Jeannie's got her biz bits.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking about?
Uh-huh.
And we just bounce, basically. We don't really have a whole lot of an agenda set for that.
Right.
It's just we bounce. And whatever happens, happens. And it always comes, we have a great time and the listeners have a good time.
I know it.
That's what it's all about.
We're going to bounce here today too. And so then the next portion, the next 20 minutes is for the guest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That middle segment is the guest. And the thought is that if they're afraid, because we've had a couple that were absolutely terrified of live radio. If you listen to us for that first segment and then there's a commercial break and then it's their turn. Well, now they've kind of got warmed up.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to do anything for 20 minutes but sit there and listen to us. And then we invite them to please join us for the third 20 minutes, which makes the hour.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
And I notice some jump in at the end and others don't do it at all.
It depends on how comfortable they are and what the subject matter is. Because sometimes we don't know what the subject matter is. So we can't even tell them. So they know. But, you know, that's part of the whole bouncing part.
I know. That's so great. Well, if you get a chance to listen to the program, where they can listen.
It's on 1320 AM in this area on Fridays from 4 to 5. But you can also go to realladiesradio.com and listen to our archives.
realladiesradio.com. And they can listen live if they're back in the East Coast or...
Which is 1320inforadio.com.
Right.
And that's live on that site.
Yeah, streaming audio. I used to be on 1320, and that's how I got them on there. I love
it. It's all
it.
Your fault.
Oh, dude. My fault. You know, I'm glad I can take that kind of fault.
It's a happy stance.
It is. It is. Very good. All right. So now we're going to... switch gears. But first of all, I want to hear what number three meant to you, or what any and all of them meant to you because you were taking notes.
I was taking notes. I thought the void was interesting. I was thinking, wow, a void. You need to sit back and relax and kind of breathe.
Yes.
Let it in, whatever's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of the nice part about a void. You either go, oh, the lights are out, or you can go, hey, cool.
Where's my candle?
Where's my candle? Yeah. Where's my flashlight? Number three, I've never really been big time into material possessions. I have some of the same stuff that I had when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was into furniture and wood. I like refinishing wood.
Okay.
I still got a bunch of those same pieces.
No kidding.
So, I think dance and mediate, connected to a wise person. There's where that was for me.
Okay, and the wise one is usually the one inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you connect with a wise one within you, it could be your higher self. Do you connect with that part of yourself?
I think I do. I probably need more work on that.
Yeah. And a lot of people do it with it without realizing when they're walking. And like you play softball.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm more of a manager now. I'm getting old. But... I manage the kids. They think I'm coaching. I'm not really coaching. I'm just managing them.
Yeah, right.
As long as we have enough to play, I'm happy.
Right.
I keep track of the time and the rules and whether we're ahead or behind.
Yeah,
but that's only for 3 months out of the year.
Right.
Gosh, I was going to say something and I lost it there. I've kept a diary since I was in the sixth grade. And so I have a tendency to look back at things.
Uh-huh.
And I would say right now in my life, I'm more present than I've ever been. I don't really need to go past or backwards or forwards either.
Right.
I'm not worrying about things that are going to happen. It's just sit right here and maybe in the void and breathe and relax.
Right. And again, if you would like to call in, anyone who's listening out there, whether you're listening on judithconradradio.com or you're listening to bbsradio.com, either one, you can go ahead and you have all of the numbers there. There are several numbers. You can jump on Skype, and that, of course, is free. We have about 19 other, you know, we have 20 lines coming into BBS, which is wonderful. I just love the folks here. Doug's our board operator today, and it's nice. There's no screw-ups in the open and close, and everything goes smooth. I'm a happy camper here. That wasn't always true in the other place. Sometimes it's good, sometimes not, but that's okay.
Yep,
yeah,
that's true.
It is what it is, and look at it as positive, and because now I can just count on close to perfection. You never know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about, Lisa?
I want to talk about being positive. I think that, especially if you're in a void, you can either be afraid of the darkness or you can think, gee, what can I do while I'm sitting here?
Right.
And I think in almost every situation, there's two ways of looking at a thing. So you might as well go for the half full,
yeah,
not half empty.
That's right.
Because half empty limits your possibilities of mm-hmm. things that you can do or think of or, be to someone else. And if you're open to things, you can do just about anything. Sometimes things you don't even know you can do.
And that's when the cup is overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you pick number one for me, it's that first card, the Prince of Cups, is being in expectation, and I can just feel. And so many of my friends in the intuitive realm are also, and also the ones that are not walking around on here, they're just hanging around me. they're letting me know and us know that there's stuff coming, and it's really good if you can just be in the void and connect with your wise one, connect to God, or whoever it is.
Well, and maybe just be more of yourself.
Yes.
Let yourself out. I've kind of been bad about trying to keep my little personality contained, and yes, I've stopped doing that, and it's yielded some pretty wonderful results. I didn't expect any of it, actually.
Tell us about that.
Oh, I was a rather shy, quiet kid, and kind of waiting to see what everybody else was going to do. I was a year younger than everyone else in high school. And I would say in college was probably the time that I started letting my little personality out around people I know.
Yeah.
But in business, I didn't want to do that. I thought I might, I don't know what I thought. I just didn't want to do that. Yeah. I was trying to be professional. I think that's what I was trying to do. Maybe it's because I was surrounded around other, older folks. And, they knew what they were doing. And I was kind of, trying to pretend I did. And so I wasn't very confident. But, hitting your mid-40s has a tendency to, you drop some of that.
Yeah.
And now I really don't care. I mean, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and either you like it or not, and I don't have mean intentions.
No, no.
So things should go well, I think. I'm kidding most of the time when I'm teasing people.
Right.
But in a nice way.
And I've noticed, because, when we're in greeters, Springfield greeters, Eugene greeters, or any of our networking organizations, we observe people, when they stand up in front of the group. And you get a sense of, whether the person is real or whether they're just, I don't know, BSing you, but I've noticed how you have started to emerge, letting your personality come in. And before, you would always read it and make sure you got everything, and now you just go up.
Scared again, perfection, going for that perfection.
Right, right.
And I realized, I screwed up a couple of times pretty good. Either I got the address completely wrong, or I wasn't even talking about the right thing I was supposed to be. And they called me on it, the audience of 120 or 80, depending on the group we were in front of.
Yeah.
And I realized they love me no matter what, whether I make a mistake or not, which took some of the pressure off.
Yes.
Because I was trying really hard.
Right.
Maybe too hard. Maybe that's what the problem was.
Right. Well, and if you get up in front of a group and you just pretend, just imagine and pretend that everyone in the group loves you. Now, you may have the self-esteem issue, and you're not sure, but how about just saying to yourself, I am so loved. There, out of 120, I bet you 119 love me. And that one person, who cares about that one person? Send them to the bathroom.
I'm going to say the other part of that about getting in front of people, because that's scary for a lot of folks, including me. My knees would shake, and I was shaking before and after.
Yeah.
For like extended periods of time sometimes. I had to give a speech in front of 120 people at Lane Leaders 10 years ago, and I couldn't stop shaking. It was like 3 hours later, and I'm still shaking like a leaf. But it's practice, like everything in life.
Yeah.
Everything that you try to do the first time is going to be scary, especially talking in front of people.
Right.
But I've had some experience now holding that microphone, and it's not so scary anymore.
I know. And so I noticed that people, when they stand up, they do all kinds of weird things to introduce themselves. And they'll, I've seen this three times. There are two people away from introducing themselves. And what do? They take this huge bite of food. Well, within three people, they're going to be standing up and they're chewing away on their food. This is kind of a no-no in front of, you know, of course you're going to stand up. And that's part of, I think, their nervousness.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure it's nervous.
Yeah. So that they're doing something so they can do.
Not I don't think know. About it's their turn coming.
You're right. I think that's it. And I'm sure many of you out there, as you're marketing your business, and there, you know something? How many people are starting businesses now?
It's the only way to make money. Nobody's hiring.
I know. I know. I love how many people are, and they call in, and they would like a little mini reading about how their business was going. And a gentleman called in last week. His name is Lance from Wyoming. And I looked at his website, Ornamental Garden. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Lance. But I looked at his website today, and I sent this message back to him. I had to just encourage him. It's just the most beautiful stuff. And, you know, garden ornaments, mushrooms, and bird houses and fountains.
I heard part of that show. I think it's because it's his passion.
It is. You heard how excited he was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I admire him. Yeah.
I think anything that you do from the heart is going to turn out better than you thought.
So your radio program is from the heart.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the part of the number three was get real. And that's how we end our show is get real, be real, stay real.
Yes. And what's your opening?
I don't know because that's Jeannie's part, but basically it's the real ladies of Lane County, you know, zany women going to tell you about some stuff.
You're right. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It's recorded, so I haven't, you know, we don't hear it usually.
Yeah, I know. Well, we listen to it. In fact, Kurt Masterson is still, I have his open on my radio program. I was hoping that they would play so we could hear it. Yeah, I love the way Kurt presented my open, and I just kept it. Yeah.
Good for you. I think that's, you know, it continues it on.
It does. And I have some of the same listeners who were listening when I was on 1320.
That doesn't surprise me a bit.
I know. And I'm very clear that, and I really switched more over into the spiritual since I got on BBS. And
that was your calling.
It was my calling. It is. I've always done it that way. And then I got a little bit of businessy, and or I had the nonprofits on, which I love. But now it's on, let's pick a theme, and let's build something around that theme, because I want to know who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Lucy Venice, and why does she work at shelter care? Why is that? And it was such a deep interview when we were talking. So Lisa, I want to know what makes Lisa tick. What is it that really inspires you? I know you heard this question from Kathy. What inspires you to get up?
I absolutely bounce when I get up. I'm a Tigger. I call myself a Tigger. I bounce when I wake up. I'm awake and I'm like off and running.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people who can roll over and wait another 20 minutes. That would drive me insane.
Yeah,
actually.
I know.
I usually have an idea of what I'm going to do during the day, but what makes me absolutely gleeful and a little childlike inside is playing with dirt and rocks and, you know, bark dust and plants and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm kind of an earthy girl.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked that kind of stuff, except for when Mom wanted me to weed her garden. That was different. Now I can hardly wait to make an improvement, you know, move things around.
Yeah.
And office supplies. I've always liked office supplies ever since I was a little kid. My dad had he was a fix-it guy. He could fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some guy that gave him a reel-to-reel with the tan tape.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
And Dad fixed it. And by the time the guy, you know, it was not very long, a day or two, the guy decided, hey, I'm going to go out and buy whatever's the latest technology. Now, this is in the 70s. And so I'm like, Dad, what are you going to do with that tape recorder? And he goes, I don't know. And so I decided, if he would let me have it, that I was going to do my own show. And all my commercials were about office supplies. Elmer's glue, scissors, whatever I had in my desk. So like I was telling you before, my whole life is a whole bunch of circles.
Yeah.
I'm either not going anywhere, or I'm just really having a good time doing the same stuff over and over again. It's a question.
That's wonderful.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So it's funny, I spent all that money at the University of Oregon to get my degree in journalism advertising, and here I am in office supplies, but I really like office supplies.
Right. Are you a Virgo in any part of your chart?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra. Well,
I'm a Libra.
You're that balance.
Yeah, balance thing.
Balance, and in my deck with the Tarot, it's about taking a stand. It's the judge, the, what do you call it? The not the judge, but the balancer. And mm-hmm. she has a mask on, so she must go inside. And she has the alpha and the omega with the scales, and it's so exciting.
What are the scales supposed to represent? Well, is there anything in particular?
It's the balance. It's the balance. You know, when your heart is light as a feather, then it balances out. And it's also the balance of the yin yang, the balance of the dark and the light, the balance of the I said yin yang, the balance of the alpha and the omega, beginnings and endings. Excuse me. And Libra is, I think most Libras, if they are really good Libra, true Libras, not good or bad, it's they can balance other signs. So you would be able to get along with almost every sign. My husband's a Libra. Thank you very much, God. Balancing out this Scorpio energy is just a full-time job for him. Without him, I doubt if I'd still be married.
I think I can talk to just about anybody, so that fits.
Yeah.
And I have these OCD issues, so the other half of my life I'm cleaning and fixing and you know, repairing. And-
yeah.
Making things right and making sure from any view it looks good.
There you go. Well, I can't wait for the springtime because I also like to get out and we're in our new place now and all these plants want to have a place here. And, of course, some of them died during the winter, for early winter. But they'll be replanted.
Mm-hmm.
Something else will come along and this place will just be a bloom with all of these, this color around here.
Well, this might sound silly, but I'm going to suggest it anyway.
Okay.
Put out squirrel feeders because the squirrels will bring you all kinds of little things that you don't even know what they are until they sprout out.
Oh, really?
And I've got a number of plants that came from the squirrels leaving me something in the inappropriate wrong place that I then put in the right place. And I, you know, one of them was a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
No kidding.
It was just a little sprig. I thought, what is that? I didn't know what it was. Yeah. And it turned out it's a little pine tree.
A little present from the squirrelies.
Right. So I actually put ornaments on it this year. I got it 2 years ago. And everybody went, oh, great, Charlie Brown tree. It's like, thanks. He finally got big enough to support an ornament.
Again, if you'd like to call in, join our hilarity. And we'd just dearly love to have you do that. And by the way, before we continue, I just must say happy birthday, Jody Wood.
Is it Jody's birthday
today? It's Jody's birthday today. And I just want to say thank you, Jody Wood. She was one of the people that came over and helped. She brought her wonderful sweetheart. And he and a couple other guys came and lifted all of the heavy stuff and brought it over here. It was really nice. So
happy birthday, Jody.
Yay! Whether you're listening or not, we like to talk to you. All right. So what else are we going to talk about? I'm letting you pick.
You're letting me pick?
Yeah.
Why don't you pick something?
Okay. All righty then. Let's pick. What else inspires you, Lisa?
You know what? Life inspires me. People inspire me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the story of the day. I run around. I do a lot of cold calls. I sell office supplies, so I'm running around from business to business. They need to come up with a $45 order. And when I'm not talking to regular customers, I'm trying to find a new customer.
There you go.
And you never know what stories you're going to find. And what I found is instead of, and maybe this is a suggestion for other business people out there too, instead of being in such a hurry to tell people what you do, maybe just be a person, you know, that notices something mm-hmm. in the office or mm-hmm. starts a conversation about the weather or, you know, I mean, that might sound kind of silly, but if they can see you as a human being, then they might want to listen to what it is you do.
That's
and they might be interested in it or they might be interested in finding someone else that they know that is, you know, wanting to hear what you have to do.
Right.
And so I'm always looking for a story. You never know what you're going to come home with when you take off in your car and
right.
your pack of catalogs. Because that's what I'm doing right now is delivering catalogs for the new 2012 year.
Great catalog.
It's huge. It's 1,400 pages and we have over 30.
Lisa, we want to talk to you.
Plus she has a great name.
She dropped. Yeah, great name. Because your name is Lisa, but you spell yours different.
Yeah, mom was being creative. They came up with capital L-E-E, capital S-A.
Nice.
And I hated it when I was young.
Really?
They didn't think my parents could spell, so I got beat up a couple times.
Did you?
But now everybody remembers it, so it's a good thing.
Yes. So, Lisa, if you'd like to call back in, we would love to talk with you and see what you've been receiving, any information you've been receiving during the program. We would dearly love that. And, yes, when you do call in, always turn your radio down, off or down. Okay. So we're talking about what else inspires us. We're both kind of sharing our passions, and it looks like, okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. That was strange.
I know. And your radio's turned down?
Yeah, it was off before, so that was weird. But yay, I got through.
Yes. How can we help you?
Well, Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
Speaking of passions, I have a passion. I've been working in theater for a while now, and I'm starting to get a little frustrated because I feel like, for some reason, things are just going a little slower than I have anticipated. And I'm wondering if you could perhaps tap into what it is that I need to be doing, perhaps, that I'm not doing, in order to move my career ahead.
Okay, that's a great question. Lisa, do you want to answer that, or you want me to? We'll take both take turns in answering that.
Okay.
All right, very
okay,
good.
Okay, just so you know, I'm not a professional.
Yeah.
My thought is that you can't rush things. You got to just keep trying and trying and trying.
Yeah, and being patient.
I know, I hate being patient. I'm not patient. Judith, what's the real answer? That was me trying.
No, that's perfect because, you know, did you listen to the first part of the program with the four tarot cards?
No, I missed it.
Okay. Well, you're in the same place that I am. I'm in the void, and I know that something is percolating, and for you,
yeah,
the same thing. Something's percolating that is far beyond where you are right now, and if you try to grab onto what is less than where you really belong, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. It feel like you're in a gerbil cage. You're going round and round and round.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is perfecting your art. And in about, I'm getting 3 months, you're going to be so tickled that you didn't jump into it, something that was inappropriate for you, and you waited. How does that feel?
Okay. I mean, intuitively, I kind of know this, but it's frustrating because I know I'm not supposed to compare myself to others, but I have many peers, and I can see them progressing. And so there's a part of me that's just like, am I doing what I need to be doing? Because I like to know that I'm, you know, going to pin with my work.
Are you, yeah, comparing yourself to other people is really...
It's a deadly sin, I know.
I said, no.
Only you can be the right you for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what the other people are doing. You probably are progressing and not giving yourself credit for it. That would be my guess.
Perhaps. That's a good point. My progression just looks different, but you're right. It's more of a spiritual progression, I think.
Yes, yes, yes.
By the way, that comes through when you're acting. So maybe that is where your time should be spent.
The growth, the self-growth, so that I can actually have more to access as an actor.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Lisa, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from California.
What part of California?
Oh, San Diego.
San Diego, very good.
I love San Diego. That was a great place.
Have you called in before?
I feel like I did a long time ago.
I think so. Maybe one of the first programs. No, I used to be on this station about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it was sooner than that, but
yeah,
or more recent than that.
Right. I think it was September, October when I came over here.
Okay.
But and Lisa, keep listening, and we are so tickled that you called in. And Lisa King, do you have anything else to tell our Lisa from San Diego?
Keep being you and just have fun with it. You know, maybe this is a time to relax right now. We were talking about that void. You know, breathe. Let it in.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for your insight. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good.
Judith, you're the one supposed to be doing that stuff, Seth, throwing it at me.
But, you know, everyone has that capacity. You know, sometimes when people call in, I say, well, what message do you have for me? And, you know, so I'd be darned if they didn't come up with the best stuff. Because everyone wants you, you're put on the spot, and you say, I don't know, I don't know. And then if I say, well, if you did know.
What would you say?
What would you say?
That sounds so familiar.
And usually, 9 times out of 10, people will come up with something. And it's always right on, as long as you do not devalue it. When I'm teaching people how to do this kind of work, and someone is to do a reading for the other person, and I always tell them, if you make that other person wrong in any way, shape, or form, then you're out of the class.
Nice.
If there's whatever's given is perfect, it's up to the two of you or for that person to translate it so that you understand what was given from spirit. And that
makes sense.
Yeah, and when I said, you may not make the other person wrong because whatever information. Because as soon as you say, that's so hokey, that's so stupid, what's that going to do to the other person who's learning?
Deflate them.
Yes. And the same in business, the same in anything. You do not make people wrong. How can you translate the information so that they understand it? And that's the key right there.
Right. You want to give the little seed enough sunshine and rain to grow.
You see how Lisa brings it right back to nature? And I want another thing for Lisa, who just called in from San Diego, is that you get out in nature. And, you know, nature has such a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about being out there and you like to improve your garden and everything. Well, that's part of, you know, the nurturing that we do to help the world, because we get carbon dioxide coming out of there, or carbon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we get those plants in the house, they will definitely benefit us, and also the plants outside.
And people are a little bit like plants as well.
Yes.
Sometimes they're not getting the right nutrients. And I don't mean nutrients like food. I mean nutrients from wherever else.
Yes. They're not connected to source. They're not taking the time to sit in the mornings when I get up. And I know I've got a radio program. Like this morning, I said, I could have gone to a networking meeting. I said, no, I'm sitting right here and I'm just writing. And not that much came through, but it was important to me to know that I'm in this void. And there's something that happens. We go into that zone, and we're just about getting close to out of time, aren't we?
It's gone fast, which means we've been having fun.
We've been having fun. I know it. I've been laughing a lot. I like it when I laugh. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? I mean, you've talked about the Real Ladies of Lane County. You talked, which you love to work with. Tell us a little about the gals and the Real Ladies.
They're incredible women. I was so lucky that I got chosen.
I know.
They scared the heck out of me at first because all of them were doing something with the chamber.
Yes.
And I didn't understand. I was new.
Yeah.
And why me?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
And it turned out it was completely innocent. Just, you know, this gal, Terry Volker, who works for A-Plus Express Towing, she was just tired of not having her son around. She had an empty nest syndrome and wanted to do something different. She chose us because she thought we looked like fun. And, you know, I guess I'm fun. Jeannie Marr from River Road Health Mart is just hilarious.
Yes.
And smart as a tack.
Yes.
They're experiencing rapid growth right now in this crummy economy.
So I know. It
says something about her marketing skills, because
yep,
she's brilliant. And then Dawn Brandon is just amazing, too. She can talk to anybody and put together a special event on the fly.
Yes.
She somehow attracts the right people to get things done.
Yeah.
And is there something else?
No, I'm just checking to see if anyone wanted to call in.
And I'm lucky enough to get to hang out with them and put together an agenda and then watch them spin their magic. I mean, I just put together a loose agenda and arrange for the guests, and the rest of it just happens.
We
have a fantastic time. And if we weren't having fun, I don't know, we'd still be doing it.
Exactly. Because, you know, that takes energy to create a radio program. And I know when I get together with whoever's coming in here, it's like magic happens. How do you describe what the weaving of the information and the charisma that happens?
I don't know how to explain it, but it is definitely there. I mean, people talk about our chemistry all the time. So there's something magic that happens when us four are in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, and I made that prediction about 2-3 months ago, and I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet, that you're going to switch over to TV.
There's been a rumor buzzing around town that that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I feel it's going to happen very quickly. I don't know which station. Radio is good because you imagine what's going on in the studio. You can never imagine what's going on in the studio.
Whole lot of laughing. Yeah. And dancing.
And dancing, right. But I am feeling that I had said about 2-3 months, and it's been about that length of time. So it's about time that television, and I think it's going to come to you. You don't have to do anything.
Hmm. Wow. You
be in the void. Be available.
Breathe. Relax.
Yeah.
And don't get too impatient.
Don't get too impatient. Yes, Lisa, I know you're still listening. What a sweet lady. I think I remember her calling in the, I mean, I think maybe it was the first program where I came back. Nice people out there. I have people.
Well, I bet she's passionate. I bet she is going to do something fantastic very soon. But if you can kind of have that feeling after a while, you know, it gets hot in the room you're in, you kind of want to like, let's go. We're going somewhere here. Go. And I totally understand that impatience.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all been there.
I know.
You know, where something's going to happen. When?
Yeah.
Can it happen tomorrow? Can it happen the next day? Because I can't wait any longer.
I know.
You know, we all have that.
I know. We're so funny. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about the Tarot, the story of the Tarot. Well, we've got about, let's take time. We have about 5-6 minutes.
About the little deck I brought you?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a youngster, 15, I was playing softball on a women's softball team. And wherever we were at, we would try to find a church and go to church if we possibly could in between our softball schedule.
Yeah.
And anyway, we were out picking up cans and bottles in Corvallis in front of the fraternities and sororities. Because it was a Saturday, we knew they would be there, and sure enough, they were. And Sunday, we went back and got even more. And I happened to find this sack in the ditch that was heavy with something in it.
Yeah.
And so I just grabbed it and kept picking up cans, because that was my job, was pick up cans so we could put gas in the car. And I found in this paper sack tarot cards, a tarot book, and a Bible. And so the Bible had been chopped up. They'd been cutting pieces out of it. And I had a full-size Bible that had all the words in it like it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I tossed the Bible and kept the tarot cards. And when I found out that you'd asked me to be on your show, I went and found it. I had to dig through a few things, but I found that deck and brought it here.
Great.
So you could see it.
Yeah. And you want to take a card out of there?
Sure.
Okay.
Do I take off the top?
Anytime, any place. Just take a card, any card. Okay. She has the Page of Swords. And that is someone who's sitting, and there are swords up above this person.
Mm-hmm.
And to not, that's all the mental chatter going on above the person. And so he's looking down, he's inward, he is connected to source, knowing that nothing's going to happen to him. So for you, now here's my translation. No matter what mental chatter comes up, you always find the pony. And you know that when you got a pile of doo-doo, there's got to be a pony in there someplace. And that's about you, whatever. And I'm sure mental thoughts come in. Everyone has them. And you're able to take those swords, all those mental chatters, and you're able to go inside and turn them around.
Yay, that sounds good.
Yeah. I just make that. You see, it feels like I'm making it up, but that's my part of the intuitive work, mm-hmm. is you feel like you're making it up. And you were mentioning stories. Well, that's exactly what it smacks up. That you're it's a story, and you never know where it's coming from. Sometimes I get things from past lifetimes, and I'll start telling someone, I just see you in this chariot racing across the plains in some lifetime. And she had asked me what her career was going on. I said, well, you're in a chariot that doesn't have horses. And I said, right beside it is a chariot with horses. You're going to get on that, and you're going to just race across the plains. Well, she changed jobs. And, of course, she raced forward so rapidly. But before, there were no horses.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no
dead end.
Dead end, yeah. It was just no way.
That means there was no crap either, right? Because usually where the crap is, there's a pony, and yeah. There weren't any ponies, so no crap.
That's
time
right.
to go.
Time to go. Oh, boy. We actually have 5 minutes left. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anything you want to ask me?
Yeah, tell me something, Judith.
Take one of my cards. Okay.
It's blank?
It's blank.
Uh-oh.
Lisa, and this is what the response is many times when they pull a card and it's like this one, which is blank, and that's the wish card.
Ooh.
And some people will throw this away. And they won't use it. I use it because it's blank. The potential, now that you have let your personality come out, is like carving marble into the Pietà. It's like a picture that wants to be drawn. It's like open. Everything's open. Opportunities come through being who you are.
That's exactly how it feels right now.
Doesn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I'm doing readings like this, I'm just telling and reassuring you what you already know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and sometimes people will say, ooh, that's full. That's and that exactly what I tell my students not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's fine. It's on tape. Listen to it in a couple years or in 6 months or whatever. Almost every time they'll call me and say, well, I thought you were so full of it. And 2 years later, I found this tape in my in the bottom of my drawer, and I listened to it. Everything you had said came true. So if you say that doesn't apply, thank you, but it does.
No, it totally applies.
Yeah.
So what is it you want me to know?
What is it that I want you to know
mm-hmm.
about me?
Mm-hmm.
That there's something big coming, and as far as I know, and let me pull my card right here in the moment. And that is the Ace of Swords, new beginnings in something.
Lots of new beginnings in a new year.
Yeah, new beginnings, and it's a spiritual awakening.
You're so, already pretty doggone awake.
I know. Well, as far as this card is concerned, I have not even begun. And
wow, so that's cool.
Yeah, and it's also going to propel me out into the public much more.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, and I've been kind of holding back and – and
getting your footings in your void.
Yes. I am getting the footings in the void. You're so funny. Lisa, you got lots out of that reading I put out there, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
It made sense to me.
Yeah.
I really like full moons. I, you know.
Yeah.
I like everything about nature. I got a lot of history in Native American stuff.
Good.
I love Indians.
Yeah.
I just think they're great.
You know, the greatest hit that I got when I was a young kid is if I were in a forest and hiding, the Native Americans could find me. And that was kind of an indication of what my work was going to be. I don't care how the information hides, I'll always find it.
Mm.
So I always find the pony.
Do you ever get impatient?
Of course I do. And that's why I am very happy to be in the void. And I put myself there.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit in the morning and pull my cards and get ready for this radio program. And by the way, I'll be on tomorrow night with my friend Electra Young from Sedona, Arizona. And we are definitely going to be talking about transitions because we are in the largest transition time you are ever going to find. 2012, it is so positive. As Lisa said, it is electric.
It's electric.
Yay. Okay, well, we're going to close the program. Thank you, Lisa.
No, thank you, Judith. I had a great time. I knew I would.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to surround this is how I end my thing. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.